Dear people, today we celebrate St. John of the Cross, a priest, doctor of the church, and reformer of the Carmelite order, along with St. Teresa of Avila. John of the Cross, in my not-so-humble opinion, carries the great or the unflattering sort of quality of being the most capable to be misunderstood saint in the whole 2,000-year tradition. If you really want to destroy your spiritual life and get really off track, read St. John of the Cross on a shallow level. The second most dangerous thing is to listen to a homily from a priest who understands St. John only on a shallow level. If we read him on a shallow level, here's what we conclude St. John of the Cross is saying. The more miserable, joyless, and hopeless you are, the closer you are to God. And it's all wrong. Let me try to tell you in 90 seconds the centerpiece of understanding St. John of the Cross. He must have grew up in coal country, because his image of Jesus is that Jesus is a mine filled with all kinds of treasures and layers. And you enter into him by going deeper. And just like those who mine coal have to go through junk to get to the treasure. And then you find more and more and more. He says, in order, what enables one to go deep and find this treasure in Christ, the mystery, Christ, one must first enter into much suffering. If one's shallow in his understanding of St. John of the Cross, that's where it ends. But he says these beautiful words, that one must enter into much suffering, listen closely, in such a way, this is the key to John of the Cross, that you enter into suffering in such a way that you find in the suffering your consolation. You enter into suffering in such a way, in faith, that you find someone there loving you. I wish I could talk about this for 1 hour right now. That is the secret to Christ. You find in that not desolation, not being abandoned, not being alone, but your consolation. What does that sound like? It sounds like a cancer victim who says, after they're finished with cancer, it was the most blessed, special time of my life. This is where John the Baptist is. He's in much suffering, and he's trying to be in it in such a way that he finds Christ consoling him. Christ, are you the one? And they come back and says, yes, he is. You should see the incredible things he's doing. And John the Baptist is consoled in his suffering. I'm so excited right now. To enter into suffering in such a way, he actually says more than that, that in it we find our consolation, and then he adds two more words, and desire. That if I enter into suffering in faith, it's being driven by the Holy Spirit, in faith, my desire for God increases, it doesn't get discouraged. So let us beg God for that grace.